الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلوات الله وسلامه عليه. أما بعد، فإن خير الكلام كلام الله، وخير الهدى هدى رسول الله محمد بن عبد الله صلوات الله وسلامه عليه تسليما كثيرا، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. The last week or so, there has been some commotion, some confusion at an incident that has transpired partly in our masjid here in Green Lane during the last summer conference that was entitled, "Is Anyone Out There?" The masjid invited a brother from America, a da'i, to come to deliver some talks in this masjid, and it was found out from the internet, YouTube, he has some positions that we don't agree with. He sees the illusionary magic, the sleight of hands, card tricks as being permissible and not from the magic that is haram or the magic that is kufr. As I mentioned, this issue was known after he came to Green Lane. Some people may feel that Green Lane and everyone who attends Green Lane, yourself included, you believe in magic, you support magic. And that's something that's not permissible to say. It's vulm. The brother here is shaking his head clearly. I don't accept magic. I don't believe in magic. And that's all of our positions, inshallah tabarak wa ta'ala. But in being fair and just, Green Lane, myself included, we're blameworthy in that we had a responsibility to check the background of every speaker who comes to the masjid, because we want to be sure that people are going to be calling to purity, to the pristine al-Islam, to the Islam that the Nabi brought sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This is the Markaz Jam'iyat Ahlul Hadith, al-Islam that is based upon the Quran and the Sunnah, and what goes against the Quran and the Sunnah in the way the companions understood those two sources radiallahu anhum has to be rejected. So we have a religious responsibility, as many of those imams of the past from Ahlul Hadith used to say, "Inna hadha al-ilm deenun fanzuru amman ta'khudhuna deenakum." This knowledge is your deen. So be careful who you take your deen from. We have a responsibility not to bring every or any Amr Bakr or any individual, and he's talking about anything. People who come here are going to make mistakes doing the khutbah, doing the darus, previous to the khutbah, after the darus. That's the nature of Bani Adam. But we cannot afford to bring someone who has an opinion that goes against the cornerstone of our dawah, and that is the dawah of a tawheed, no matter who he is, sheikh, no matter who he is. We cannot lollygag in this particular issue. We can't muck around in this particular issue. What goes against al-Islam, what goes against al-Tawheed, what goes against al-I'tibat, following the Nabi al-I'tisam, we have to be against it. Green Lane Masjid is also blameworthy in that when that caller came, when he came, there was an interview conducted between him and between one of our brothers, a representative of Green Lane. And during the chai chat, it was said, "We hear that you like magic and you're into magic," and he pulled out a grape and he swallowed the grape, and the people laughed. The people laughed. It was wrong of our brother to ask that question, and it was wrong of him to answer that question, and it was wrong of our community to laugh at anything like that. Kufr and shirk, magic, has destroyed community members. People who you know, magic has destroyed them. So that's not something that is funny. It's not an issue that is light. The speaker, غَفَرَ اللَّهُ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلَهُ. The speaker, he said that it's okay for some of us, our shabab, to look at some of the famous magicians. And I just mentioned their names not to make them well known, because it was mentioned. Chris Angel, people like David Blaine. These individuals, Dynamo, was in London pretending to walk on the Thames River. He said that it's permissible to watch them. And I say, wallahi, it's not permissible for our Shabab to watch that nonsense. It's not permissible for our women or anyone here to look at a magician. On the day of the Eid, when I was in America, it was common for many of the masjids, especially those masajid that were trying to stay clicked on, those masajid that were trying to be youth friendly. We want to do on the day of the Eid Islamic entertainment. So let's bring a magician and let the magician do tricks in front of the kids. Man, it is better for you to bring a monkey, and let the monkey run around and jump around and play with the kids before you bring a magician. Although we don't believe in the magic, we know it's just an illusion. This is an issue that is serious and it should be avoided. So we are blameworthy on that point, those points, in my opinion. But don't come and don't say that I knew that man was doing magic prior to that and he believed in magic. And don't say that the community members brought a magician and they believed in magic. That's dhulm. It's like me saying, your institution, you pay rent to a Sikh. And because you're paying rent to the Sikh, every month you have to come up with so much money to give to the Sikh, you are supporting Sikhism. Now, I'm not going to say that. I don't dislike you to that degree to be a zalim to that point. You're lawazim al-batila, and that is not from our religion. So it's not permissible, Ummat al-Islam, Ma'ashir al-Hadith, to look at magic or to look at magicians because of what Allah mentioned in the Quran. Because what the Prophet says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah Ta'ala ordered us to, وَمِن شَرِّ النَّفَّثَّاتِ فِي الْعُقَدِ, seek refuge in Allah from the evil of the magicians who blow on knots. The Quran told us, seek refuge in Allah from the evil. Magic and magicians are shar. Why would Allah tell us to do that if it was okay to go and with those individuals? Allah Ta'ala mentioned in the Quran, La yuflihu sahiru haythu ata. The magician will never be successful. No matter how prolific, no matter how powerful, no matter how adept he was at his magic, he will never, ever, ever be successful. He's not from the people who have as-salah and falah. It's not the case. So how is it possible for us to go and to watch it? Allah Ta'ala mentioned in the Quran about the people who did magic from Bani Israel, from the Yahud, and they knew that they were doing. وَلَقَدْ عَلِمُوا لَمِنِ اشْتَرَهُ مَا لَهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنْ خَلَاقٍ وَلَبِئْسَ مَا شَرُوا بِهِ أَنفُسَهُمْ لَوْ كَانُوا يَعْلَمُونَ. And verily they knew, the ones who were practitioners of magic, the Jews, the Bani Israel, they knew that the one who purchased magic and did magic, he will have no reward in the hereafter. It's going to be in the hellfire. He'll have no reward in the hereafter. And he will be of those people who did evil. What an evil thing that they did, if they only knew the level of the evil. So how are we with these ayat going to say it's okay to watch Dynamo or David Blaine, card tricks, make believe that you take your finger off, you elevate in the air, but you're really not elevating, it's just an optical illusion. All of that is haram. The Nabi told this community, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, laysa minna man tatayyara aw tutayyara lahu aw takahana aw tukuhina lahu aw tasahhara aw tasuhira lahu. He is not from us. He's not from the people of Islam. He is not from the people of a tawheed. That individual who he is superstitious, and he wants people to be superstitious on his behalf. He goes to a soothsayer, or he sends someone to a soothsayer on his behalf, or he does magic, or he has magic done on his behalf. Magic being done on your behalf is asking someone to take a magic potion off of someone, a magic spell off of someone. Having magic done on your behalf is going to watch the magician perform magic tricks. The Nabi said he's not from us, sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. In addition to that, Ummat al-Islam, if we look at how the Salaf were in relationship to magic, they were serious, starting with those companions, radiyallahu anha, anhum. Our mother Hafsa, the daughter of Umar, radiyallahu anha, She had a slave girl, a jariya. The slave girl put a potion, put magic on Hafsa. Hafsa radiallahu anha had her killed, murdered. Not in prison, not banned from Medina, had her murdered. Umar radiallahu anhu doing his khilafa. Magic, doing his khilafa. He wrote a letter throughout the whole Islamic empire. And he told the people, "Uqtulu kulla sahirin wa sahira." Kill every magician who's a man and every magician who's a woman. The people of Medina said, "We found three magicians. We killed all three of them." Those companions were serious with magic. There's a companion, Jundub al-Azdi radiallahu anhu. He said, "Haddu sahir darbatun bisayf." The reward for magicians is that they should be struck with the sword. And look what happened. This issue and incident is important. It helps to put in context everything that happened. Jundub radiallahu anhu saw that the Khalifa, or the leader of the Muslims at that time, he was the governor for the Khalifa. He was a companion. His name was Al-Walid ibn Uqba. May Allah be pleased with him, radiallahu anhu. He's from the awliya of Allah, from the companions of the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He's the governor of the Muslims. He brought a magician. That companion brought a magician, and he allowed that magician to do tricks in front of the community. Pay attention. What kind of tricks did he do? The magician took out a sword and he stuck it in his stomach and took it out. The people said, "Allah!" The magician took a sword and he cut his head off and put it on the side and put his head back on. The people said, "He gives life and death." This is not some khurafat, hocus pocus, Rumpelstiltskin story. That happened. Took his head off and put his head back on. Jundub radiallahu anhu, the other companion, when he saw what happened, he rolled up his sleeves. He went to that man and he chopped his head off in front of everybody. He turned towards the people. The people got afraid and they started running away. He said, "Don't worry, I'm not going to do anything to you people with the sword. I just wanted him. Now let him put his head back on his shoulder." He said, "Let him now put his head back on his shoulder." Jundub radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was in prison. The one who cut the man's head off was imprisoned. When the news went to some of the other companions, like Salman al-Farisi radiallahu anhu, Salman said about the Amir and Jundub, "Bi'sa ma sana'a." It was a bad thing that both of them did. It wasn't acceptable for the Amir to bring a magician in front of the people, because the Amir is someone who was followed and listened to and obeyed. That was wrong what he did. Bring in the magician. And he said it was wrong for Jundub to take the sword out in the presence of the Amir. As if that is from the Madahir of Khuruj. With the Muslim leader, we don't make Khuruj in the Kalima. We don't make the Khuruj with the sword. We don't renegade against them. We don't revolt against them. For him to pull the sword out in the presence of the Amir, it's not acceptable. Now the point here, Ikhwani, is the companion Al-Walid radiallahu anhu, who brought the magician. We don't say he likes magicians, he supports magicians, he's down with magic, he agrees with the magician. We don't say that. We don't say that. And just as we don't say that for him, you can't say that everybody in this masjid was responsible for what that brother believes who came and spoke. That's dhulm. It's not acceptable. It's not fair. It's not just. And also the reason, again, and I have to repeat this, Jundub radiallahu anhu, and this is the reason why we mentioned it, the main reason, Jundub dealt with the magician seriously. That's how the Salaf were. When he came to the people and he saw them doing this, he read the ayat in the Quran in Surah Al-Anbiya, "Afata'tuna sihr wa antum tubsirun." Do you people, you Muslims, practice magic, come to magic, watch magic, support magic, and you know that it's haram in the religion? People of the past were serious. And with this being a masjid, Ikhwani of Ahlul Hadith, the scholars of Al-Hadith, the ulama from the Salaf, they used to write, from the Asul of a Salafiyah, is to be against magic. Salafi person is against magic. Those books that they used to write, Al-Imam Ahmed, Usul al-Sunnah, Al-Imam al-Barbahari, Sharh al-Sunnah, those books, and those types of books that show the minhaj al-Salafi and the aqid of the Salaf, they used to write in these books. From what people on the Sunnah are upon is that they are against magic. Like the great scholar, Shaykh al-Islam, Al-Imam al-Hafiz, the real big scholar, Al-Imam Abu Bakr al-Ismaili, he has a book called I'tiqad A'immat Ahl al-Hadith, the Aqidah of the Imams of Ahl al-Hadith. This is a masjid of Ahl al-Hadith. Al-Imam al-Bukhari, Al-Imam Muslim, Ali al-Madini, Abdullah ibn al-Mubarak, those are ulama of al-Hadith. From the Aqidah he put in that book, to be against magic. Believe in magic, but to be against magic. Al-Imam Abu Uthman Ismail al-Sabuni, he wrote a book. The book is called Aqidah to Salaf, Ashab al-Hadith, the Aqidah of the people of the past, the people of al-Hadith. They're not the only two who wrote about this issue in their books and put it in their books. There are many scholars who wrote and put the issue in the book, but I chose them too because they called their books something about the Aqidah of al-Hadith. We can't possibly be laxed about this issue. Muslim, you can't possibly be laxed about this issue. That's as it relates to the commotion that transpired. Some of you didn't know about it, and I didn't come here to mention it to make it a bigger commotion. I came to try to make the issue clear. Those of you who don't know about the issue, I don't think that there's a single Muslim man or woman in this masjid, or one who's hearing me speak right now, except that we know people who are magicians. Magic was put on them. Magic was put on us. Ummat al-Islam, magic is kufrun billah. Drinking khamr is lesser in severity than magic. Zina is lesser in severity than magic. Magic is kufrun and shirk. How do we know that it's kufrun and shirk? From the Quran, from the sunnah of the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Ta'ala mentioned in Surah Al-Baqarah, وَاتَّبَعُوا مَا تَتْلُوا الشَّيَاطِينُ عَلَى مُلْكِ سُلَيْمَانُ وَمَا كَفَرَ سُلَيْمَانُ وَلَكَنَ الشَّيَاطِينَ كَفَرُوا يُعَلِّمُونَ النَّاسَ السِّحْرَ وَمَا أُنزِلَ عَلَى الْمَلَكَيْنِ بِبَابِلْ هَارُوتَ وَمَارُوتَ وَمَا يُعَلِّمَانِ مِنْ أَحَدٍ حَتَّى يَقُولَا إِنَّمَا نَحْنُ فِتْنَةٌ فَلَا تَكْفُرْ فَيَتَعَلَّمُونَ مِنْهُمَا مَا يُفَرِّقُونَ بِهِ بَيْنَ الْمَرْءِ وَالزَّوْجِهِ. Allah said, they, the Yahud, they follow what the shayateen read and did during the time of Sulaiman. Sulaiman didn't disbelieve. The Yahud, during the time of Sulaiman, the kuffar, the Yahud, they said, how is it possible that Sulaiman can have power over the jinn? He made the jinn go into the ocean and dive into the ocean, and the work was hard on the jinn. And they had to go down in the ocean and bring back the treasures of the ocean for Sulaiman. He had power over the wind, power over the animals, power over help from the malaika. He had a lot of power. The people during his time said, the reason why he can do all of this is he's a magician. Allah said Sulaiman didn't disbelieve, the shayateen disbelieved. They were the ones who learned from the two angels, Harut and Marut. They learned from the magic at Babylon. And those two angels were sent as a trial. And they used to say to those people, look, we are a test for you, teaching you this magic, so don't do it. But the people learned the magic anyway. The angels taught them magic by the permission of Allah as a test for them. Not because magic is halal, as a test for them. And then Allah mentioned those people learned the magic that divides the husband and the wife. Dangerous. It divides the husband and the wife. Prophet Muhammad said in an authentic hadith, sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam, inna ruqa wa tama'im wa tiwala shirkun. He said there's certain type of ruqya. When you do ruqya, some of it is shirk. When you call on the jinn, when you call on other than Allah. He said the tamima, the ta'weez that you put on your neck, your arm, on your baby, on your car, he said that shirk. He said also what is shirk is a tiwala, Ummat al-Islam. The Nabi said a tiwala is shirk. What is tiwala? Tiwala is the magic potion,
that a person can put on somebody else. And it's possible, wallahi, it's possible. The ayah said, they learned how to divide a husband from his wife. A tiwala is that thing. In our community, it's common. My wife, we have a son. She loves her son. She loves my son. My son gets married to a girl. My wife is jealous of the love that my son has for his wife. Is it okay I say to my wife, for your mother to be jealous, or my mother to be jealous of my love for you? So the mother, she puts magic on the son. She puts magic on the wife. And what happens? What kind of magic? She puts magic in the food of the son, the drink of the son. When the son sees his wife, he sees snakes in her hair. He sees scorpion out of her. He's viral, he's strong, he's young. When he wants to have relationships, he can't do it. The man is impotent for no reason. Magic. That doesn't mean everyone who gets sick, everyone who sweats, everyone who has a headache, everyone who has a nosebleed, magic, evil, doesn't mean that. But when you suddenly can't understand your wife, she can't understand you, it's possible that there is magic. How in the world can the Muslims look at that as something simple? Dynamo and other than dynamo. That's real sorcery. But there's no difference between that and the hand trick. This is more severe, no doubt. This is more severe. That sorcery and working with the jinn. But at the same time, that's a problem as well. And what was collected by Imam al-Bukhari and Muslim? Our Nabi al-Mustafa al-Mukhtar, Ummat al-Islam. Qala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ijtanibu as-sab' al-mubiqat, ash-shirku billahi was-sihr, wa qatl an-nafs allati harrama Allahu illa bil-haq. He told his community, stay away from the seven things that will destroy you. They will destroy you. He said the first and most dangerous one, ash-shirk. The second one after shirk, magic. The third one, murdering someone who doesn't deserve to be murdered. He put magic before murder. Magic before murder. The fourth one, he said, riba, usury, interest. He put magic before that. Interest is a major sin. But magic is kufrun and shirkun. Barakallah li wa lakum fil Qur'an al-azim. Wa jannabana Allahu ta'ala jami'an min kulli sahim wa saharatin athim. Alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salam ala rasulillah. Ikhwati fillah, the Sayyid of Bani Adam and the Khatim of the Anbiya and the Mursaleen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had magic put on him. A Jewish man in Al-Madinah by the name of Labid ibn al-A'asim put magic on the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Prophet Muhammad, he became weak and lethargic. He would go to sleep, and he would sleep heavily. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would wake up to go to perform the Fajr prayer. In preparation for Fajr, he would go to make a ghusl. Our mother Aisha would say, why are you making a ghusl, Ya Rasulullah? She knows it's not from his custom to just make ghusl and go and pray. If he had relationships or something, he would make ghusl. On the day of the Eid, he would make ghusl. Why are you making ghusl, Ya Rasulullah? He said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because I am junub, we have relationships. She said, wallahi, we didn't have relationships. He thought he had relationships, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then he was sleeping one day when he had magic on him. And the prophets and the messengers, the Nabi said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, their eyes sleep, but their hearts don't sleep. While they're sleeping, things special are still going on. Their dreams are revelation. They're still cognizant. They're not like you and me. While he was sleeping, two angels came to him. One sat at his head, the other one sat at his feet, and they started conversing. What's wrong with our companion? He combed his hair, and he left hair in the comb. And the Jewish man, Labid, got a hold of it. And he put magic on it, tied his hair into knots, and the magician lady was blowing on it. And that's what happened. And the comb is in such a well. The well where the water is, in the well. Not the well fish, the well. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam retrieved it, and he took it off. He caught his hair, got his hair back. The Muslim clips his nails. The Muslim cuts his hair. The Muslim does something and takes something off of his body. If you're suspicious that someone is a magician, don't leave your body parts around him. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam was subsequently given the matain, the last two surahs of the Quran, Qul a'udhu bi rabbil falaq and Qul a'udhu bi rabbin nas. And that's why before going to bed every day, he would read those two surahs. He would spit in his hands and he would wipe all of his body. Muslim, anyone could put magic on you. A Muslim, a non-Muslim can put magic on you. How do you protect yourself from magic? Those two surahs. How do you protect yourself from magic? Other ayat of the Quran. How do you protect yourself from magic? Knowing about a tawheed and being with the people of a tawheed and so forth and so on. There are many different strands of magic. And some of the scholars said that these hands sleight of trick is not kufr. Haram, but not kufr. Some scholars said that, but we don't agree. We're with the majority of the ulama who are of the opinion all magic is magic. Allah Ta'ala mentioned about Fir'aun. فَإِذَا حِبَالُهُمْ مَعْصِيَّتُهُمْ يُخَيِّرُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ سِحْرِهِمْ أَنَّهَا تَسْعَى. When Fir'aun's magicians threw down their rods and their ropes, Allah said, when they threw it down, it was an illusion. It was a trick. But it appeared to Musa as if they were snakes. And Allah called that trick magic. It's magic. And all of it is haram. So there are different types of magic. One type of magic that we have to mention is what the Prophet says, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Inna min al-bayan la sihra." Verily, certain types of speech is magic. A person is extremely articulate. A person can speak in a way where he'll make the truth look like falsehood, the falsehood look like truth. The new president of the United States of America, he has that ability to talk. I saw on Islam Channel, the man came. He's an MP. He talked to the Muslims. A Catholic MP, while he was talking, very articulate. And he said to the people, Insha'Allah, as he was talking, we have to follow Muhammad Rasulullah. And he said, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. After his talk, the Muslim said, Allahu Akbar, Takbir Allah. That's magic. But it's not the type of magic that the man is a Catholic who does it. The Muslim who is articulate and he speaks articulately. Islam is not against that. Islam is against the speech which appears to be true and is falsehood. A person appears to have ghira for Islam. Get the kufr out of your masjid. Get the kufr out of your masjid. Meaning Green Lane. Where's the kufr in Green Lane? That magic didn't take place in Green Lane. And in terms of your friends and your people who work with the kuffar, and they do things with the Christians, and they support the kufr of the Christians and being there. Where's your ghira and your passion for that? Double standards. Butchers. Jazzaroon. The minhaj of butchers. As for the minhaj of Salafi, it's fair and it's just. That companion who brought that magician and entertained the people with that magician, Walid ibn Uqbah radiallahu anhu, we don't say that he was a magician. He likes the magicians and magic. Ummat al-Islam, let us turn back to the cornerstone of our religion. And let us be of those people who advise one another with what is best. Avoid every strand and every type of magic. Be of those people who love Tawheed and those people who hate everything that is against Tawheed. May Allah Ta'ala protect all of us from magic and the magicians. May Allah Azza wa Jalla take off of us those spells that may be on some of us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cause the sunnah to spread with i'tidal and insaf. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum. Aqim as-salat yarhamukum Allah.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim.